Zechariah chapter 8. I bet you're glad to see me up here because that means you get to sit down. So, Zechariah chapter 8. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, you can go ahead and be seated. I could read this a lot, but most of these verses in this chapter start out with the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts. The word host comes from the word hostility. We serve a God who is not just this big love bug in the sky, but he's also a God that experiences anger. And we were made in his image, and it's why we too have anger. How many people in here have anger? The Bible says, be angry. First part of that verse is not very hard. Be angry. And I heard one guy said, I can be angry. The Bible commanded me to. It said, be angry. But it also says, and sin not. Being angry is the easy part. Sinning not is the more difficult part, because anger is an emotion. We've learned this, that what anybody says to you only works if you give what they say validity, right? If somebody says something about you and you don't really care about their opinion, it doesn't bother you too bad. It's why the people that are closest to you can hurt you the worst. We mentioned this. If someone came up to you and they spoke Japanese, Jacob, and they cursed you out in Japanese, would you be mad? No, because you don't know what they're saying. So you just smile. They're just letting you have it. You're like, yeah, okay, yeah. And they're just wearing you out. Because you don't understand what they're saying, you can't give it any validity, so you don't get mad. Now, if somebody leans over and says they're saying really bad stuff to you in Japanese, what are they saying? You're going to bow up. But it's only what we give validity to that can really get to us. Amen? The Lord of hosts, there are some things that get to God. And what you must understand is you are the people of God. And because you belong to him, he knows how to care for what belongs to him. So the Lord takes care of your enemies. You don't have to take care of them. You can rest in that. You can rest in knowing that you don't have to bring your own vengeance, that God can take care of it for you. You believe that? He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Years ago, it's been many years ago. Is Tracy here? Okay, good. Good, okay. I'm not going to talk about her. But years ago, I preached a sermon that she won't let me preach anymore. So I got to hurry before she gets back in here. Years ago, I preached a sermon, and it was about the game of chess. And how many people in here can play chess? Not checkers, chess. Raise your hand. It's not the same, people. It's not the same. You don't get to jump your own men or nothing in chess. It's like, look, never mind. There she is. But in the game of chess, there is, I thought she was doing nursery, but I was a coal miner's kid, and so I learned how to play chess very poorly. The reason I say that is because when you're a coal miner's kid in southern West Virginia, there are years of plenty, and then there are years of famine. Sometimes we had to pay for our lunch, and sometimes I got free lunch. It depended on the coal market. Anybody with me? So some days it was like, man, we're living really good, and then the next year they're repoing your truck. So that's just how it goes. And coal miners that I work with have this saying, I won't be the first coal miner to take a truck over and park it back on their lot. You know, and that's just how they roll. So anyway, we was in the days of famine. And my dad wasn't working, and he looked at me and he said, you know how to play chess? And I said, I don't know how to play. He said, I'll teach you how. Well, we didn't have a chessboard, and we didn't have any pieces. So we took a piece of Luan plywood. If you don't know what that is, it's quarter-inch plywood. And we took a piece of it, and we cut it out, and we made our own chessboard, and we colored it with crayons. We was po. We was so po, we wasn't poor. We couldn't afford the other OR. And we took the board, and we laid it out, and we had Southern West Virginia, we had bullets as pieces. 22 bullets was our pawns. And the rooks, I had green rooks, which were green 12-gauge shells, and he had red rooks, which were red shotgun shells. And I literally learned how to play chess with bullets. And the king and queen were 30-06, and they had K and Q on them because there was no other way. Anyway, you don't even care about that. But that's how I learned how to play chess. And if you want to play me, bring it on, because I learned poor, but except you, Ian. So here's the game of chess. Here's how it works. In the game of chess, there's a king. And each piece can move like certain directions and has different things they can do. And everybody on the board is limited except the queen. That's how it works in most you guys' houses. Like, you're limited. Never mind, leave it alone, David. The queen can go anywhere she wants. Everybody else is limited how far they can go. That's funny, and y'all didn't give that as much credit as funny as it was. The object of the game is to take the king and put him in a position where he can't move anymore. That's the object of the game. It's called checkmate, right? Now, if he's in danger, you say check. But when he can't move anymore, it's the end of the game. It's called checkmate. It's simple. It's pretty simple. There's a picture in New York, and it's a picture of Dr. Foss. Dr. Foss was a literary genius, unbelievable in his wording and the way that he would write. So much that they said that Dr. Foss got his ability by selling his soul to the devil. And they wondered how he sold his soul to the devil. And there's a picture, and it's titled Checkmate. And it's the devil on one side and Dr. Foss on the other side. And in the picture, the devil has this sly little grin. And on the other side, Dr. Foss is sweating because he understands that he has lost the game. The game is titled Checkmate. So that's the picture. That's how it works. Many people have seen this picture. They went through the New York Art Museum, and they've seen this picture. But one day, the story changes with who this was, but most of them agree that it was Karpov. He was a Russian chess champion, and he makes his way through the museum. And being a chess player and a professional, he is captivated by this picture. He's with a group, and the tour leader is leading him through the museum and tell him about each picture. The group goes on, but he stops, and he stares at the picture. And he looks at the devil and his grin, and he looks at Dr. Foss in his anguish, and he's going back and forth. But then his eyes go to the game that he loves, and he goes down, and he begins to look at the pieces. And as he looks at the pieces, he sees that the title of the picture is not correct. And he begins to look and concludes that the game truly isn't over. Though the artist tried to capture the way Dr. Foss, he messed up in the picture, and he begins to scream as he makes his way down the hall, and he's screaming, "It's a lie, it's a lie." And the group stops and turns around and says, "What's a lie?" He said, "The picture is a lie, it's a lie." He said, "It's not checkmate. The king has another move." And I want to preach to you this morning for just a minute. The king has another move. The king that we serve is King Jesus. And when we look throughout history and we look throughout the Bible, there's been so many times that the devil has concluded that it was over when God never said it was over. And though the enemy comes in and tries to trap you and stop you, I want to preach to you this morning that when the devil says there's no way out, I'm here to tell you that is a lie and that the king has another move. They were in Egypt. They were bound in Egypt for hundreds of years. They were bound in Egypt. So bound, they couldn't get out. God began to move in Egypt, and we see something spectacular. He does miracle after miracle after miracle. He turns the water into blood. He sends the lice. He sends the frogs. He sends all of these things. And they're still in bondage. They're still in slavery. And I understand that God, by his power, could deliver every one of us out of our bondages by just his power. But he chose to do it a different way. He said, take a lamb and slay the blood of the lamb, because tonight the death angel is going to pass over. And he said, take that blood and apply it to the doorpost of your house. And the Bible says in Psalms, the selfsame day they walked out a free nation. I want you to understand that God chose not to deliver you by his power, but he chose to deliver you by the blood of a lamb. Though he could just take whatever you were bound by and erase it and remove it. No, he chose that we all must come through the blood of the lamb. And I'm glad that one day it wasn't just a lamb, it was the lamb. John said, behold, the lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Let me tell you something about the devil. Just because you come to church and go to the altar don't mean he gives up. Ah, they went to the altar. Keep hands off. Somebody say amen. Actually, when you get saved, you enlist in a battle that you hadn't been fighting yet. I thought when I went to the altar and got saved, they were supposed to give me a graduation certificate and I had arrived. Instead, they gave me a birth certificate and said, run along. And the enemy chased me. And here I stand almost 30 years later and he's still chasing me. Can I get a witness? Man, wouldn't it be all right, Randy, if once you got saved, the devil just left you alone forever? As Brother Eddie said, you turn on your faucet and Kool-Aid comes out instead of water. It's just a blessing everywhere. Never rains on your house. Nothing bad ever happens to you. It doesn't work that way. It rains on the just and the unjust. I'm telling you, if you lived on Easy Street the day you got saved, there'd be more people signing up. Amen. But you know what? As a Christian, you're going to cry sometimes too. Even though you love Jesus, you're going to go through some things too. Even though you love him and you signed up and you're in his family, that doesn't mean that everything, hey, the devil chases you. So they get out of Egypt. They walk out free. And guess who decides to chase them? Pharaoh. And his army. They're making their way out. Brother Belcher, it's freedom, freedom, freedom. But the enemy says no. He's going to chase you down. As soon as you try to crucify the old man, the enemy's going to try CPR. I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I didn't have to get rid of my friends. They got rid of me. Everybody's like, you got to get rid of your friends. No, I didn't. They quit calling. And I was kind of hurt. Not that I could go anymore, but I was kind of hurt. Some of them didn't call me. They didn't even know I was saved. I don't think I even like them anymore. When you sign up, the devil's going to chase you. He's going to come after you. And there they stand at the Red Sea. There is a sea in front of them. A sea. And they believe there was 1 million+ people there at the edge of the Red Sea. The enemy is behind them. It looks like there's no way out. I hear the enemy say, checkmate, there's nowhere you can go. But I want to tell you, if it happened at the Red Sea, the king had another move. Though the enemy said, there's no way out of this. An east wind began to blow all night long. And I don't know if you know the story, but they walked across the Red Sea on dry ground. That's my king. Oh, I feel like preaching this today. All throughout Scripture, the enemy comes in to surround and to stop. How many people, when you go through your Bible reading, skip Matthew chapter 1, raise your hand, don't be ashamed, I do. Sorry, shame on me. I can't pronounce those names. And the new versions don't help because they don't change them. You know, and if it was like Charlie beget Bob, and Bob beget Petey, and Petey beget Sam, and we went through there, I'm good. But when it's Mahiko Hokiel beget Booz, I can pretend like I can pronounce them. That's why I don't know if y'all notice if there's those big names in Sunday school. I asked Dave to read. I don't even know if he's saying them right, but they're closer than if I would say them. So I skip it. I go to Matthew chapter 2, And if, go ahead, y'all read it. Go ahead. Look at me and say, shame on you if you want to, Brittany. Shame me all you want to. You know what? I want you to come up and read it out loud to the class. But what I realized was, all throughout the Old Testament, the devil was trying his best to stop Matthew from chapter 1 from being written. He was trying to stop the part where Joseph and Mary have a son. Oh, listen to me. He tried all throughout. Look back through the lineages, and you're going to see everybody in that lineage. All the way back to even old Ruth up there on the top of, you see all the way through. You even got Rahab in there up on a wall, and the enemy's trying to kill her too. But two spies went in. I'm here to tell you, the devil tried his best to stop Jesus from showing up. But I'm here to tell you, he couldn't stop him because the king has enough. The move. Once Jesus showed up, well, you think he stopped? No. Herod said, hey, go down there and find this Jesus. I want to worship him too. Yeah, right. We know what his plan was, lying dog. And come back and tell me where he is. Well, somebody warned them wise men. They knew what was up. The enemies, listen, newsflash, I hate to burst your bubble, but the devil's going to fight you as long as you live in this body. And sometimes he fights you in this body. People used to testify in church, old people, and they'd say, I want to thank God he woke me up this morning. And I was like, that really ain't a big deal. And now I'm like, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. I get what they were talking about now. Amen? He'll fight you with everything, including your body. Amen? Preach, preacher. Some of y'all ain't as young as you used to be. Actually, none of us are. Do you ever realize that every picture you look at is an old picture of you? You ever thought about that? You are aging every second. If I take a picture of you right now and I come back 5 minutes later, it's an old picture of you. Man, the devil's going to fight you. He's going to come at you. He did it all throughout the Bible. We see it at Jesus. He tried his best to stop him. He tried to stop his ministry. But what he did, oh man, there's no way he could have stopped him. He tried to tempt him. He tried to do everything he can. Read in the scripture and you'll find out that those people decided they were going to kill him. Tell you something about Jesus. He would have never died had he not laid his life down. There wasn't one of them that could have took him out. Not a multitude of them. I don't care how they got together, how they conspired, the plan they came up with. They said, we'll kill him. Somehow Jesus makes it through the crowd and gets away. How does he do that? Because you're not dealing with an ordinary man. You're dealing with deity wrapped in flesh. And when he showed up, oh, glory. Let me ask you this. Do you think that that God's afraid of the devil? I'm going to show you how I know he's not afraid of him. You know how I know? Because when he came to fight him, he showed up as a baby. Babies are vulnerable, aren't they? You think, if I'm afraid of you, I'm not going to send a baby out to fight you. Am I? Go get him. Okay, Dad. It ain't going to work that way. But there was something in that baby that the devil couldn't touch. Man, you're preaching good, preacher. Thank you. There was something in that baby that was different than anybody else that had ever been born. How do I know? Because the Bible says he was the only begotten of the Father. Jesus was the only begotten of the Father. I don't want to mess with your theology, but that fourth man in the fire wasn't Jesus. Get him, preacher. I will. Because Jesus was born of a woman. He was begotten of the Father. I'll leave that alone. What are you saying? I'm saying when Jesus showed up, everything changed. How did it change? Because Josh, he showed up in flesh. Born of a woman. That had never happened before. I said that had never happened before. Get this. It hasn't happened since. I was in church one day and a preacher got up and he said there was never God's intent for there to be one Jesus. I said, this guy's Looney Tunes, set him down. to myself. I wanted to say it out loud. It's always been God's intention for there to be one Jesus. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One above all, in all, through you all. One way, one truth. Listen, if you're going to get to heaven, you're going to get to heaven by the one that God intended it to, and that's the King that I'm preaching to you about right now. If you're going to make it to heaven, you're going to make it by and through the blood and the life and the sacrifice and the work of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? They surrounded him. All the way to the cross, they surrounded him. Even after he died and they put him in a tomb, they had somebody watching to make sure the king didn't move. And he's sitting outside the tomb. And the devil says, checkmate. No way out of this. Listen, I want to let you know. Bar a miracle, when I die, I will not move anymore. I made a deal with one of my friends at my funeral that when I die, I want him to come up to the casket. So y'all be ready if he does this. I made him promise that he screams out and says, hey, he moved. I said, just tell him. Just scream out, hey, he moved. See how that goes over. He said, I'll do it, man. I said, do it. Do it. What do I care? Sorry, Tracy, be ready. Odds are, though, I'm not going to move because when I'm dead, it's over. But not with this king, because when the enemy said, there's no way out of this, I'm here to tell you the king had another move. And he got up and he, listen, let me tell you why I'm a Christian. I got time to do this. I know it ain't Easter, but I want to tell you, we got some visitors here. I want to tell you why I'm a Christian, because I believe the Bible is right. Not just by blind faith, but because it makes sense. Jesus resurrected. You say, well, prove it. Prove he didn't. The burden of proof is on you. And the reason the burden of proof is on you is because they come up with theories to try to reason it away, and they're not good theories. The swoon theory. Have you ever heard of the swoon theory? It means that Jesus didn't die on the cross after hanging 6 hours on a cross. He didn't really die. They pierced him in the side with the sword, but he really didn't die. And they took him down, and they put him in this tomb, and in the cool of the day, he wasn't really dead, but because of the coolness of the tomb, he revived. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Because if he went through all of that, if he went through every bit of that, and got up and rolled a stone away and walked 30 miles into Galilee, he's my hero anyway. That is one awesome guy, but I'm here to tell you, that's not how it worked. The same spirit that rose Christ from the dead quickens our mortal body. I'm here to tell you, he didn't swoon. He died for your sin, and he rose again victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Listen, we're all going to die. None of us are getting out of this world alive. Some of y'all are closer than others. Look around the room. No, you're looking at wrinkles. Don't look at wrinkles. You have no idea who's the next one to go out. Some of these old people are going to outlive y'all by 10 years. Some of them longer. It is appointed unto man wants to die. He said, we got him now. He's done. Do you know it was against the law to borrow something and not give it back in the Old Testament? It was against the law. That's why when the man is using the axe and he's cutting down the tree and the head flies off, he says, at last. I'm going to put this in Damon version. At last means, oh, no. Oh, no. Why? He says, at last, master, it was borrowed. It was borrowed. And you know what the prophet did? He used anointing to make it float. That's pretty serious that God moved in and made this thing flow so he could put it back together so he could give it back. Well, you know when he borrowed a tomb, they had him. You can't give a tomb back. Yeah, can I borrow your tomb? I'll give it back. You can't give that back. But the king had another move. And we look around this world that we live in right now, and I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like we're in trouble. It looks like the liberals... Oh, come on. I don't care what political side you're on. Some of this stuff is just stupid. And I can't stoop to the level. My mind's too smart for that. I said it before. If you're a dude and you want me to call you Michelle, I'll call you Michelle. But if you're a dude that tells me you're having a baby, you ain't a dude. I'm not that stupid, Michelle. It's a mess. It's a mess. What are y'all laughing at? That's crazy. That's crazy. And the fact that they got these guys out swimming against these women, that's crazy. You're not a girl. You're not. But do you realize how Looney Tunes it is out there? They're like, you have to accept this and acknowledge it. I can't. I can't. I'm too smart for you. It doesn't make sense. But watch what happens, and I don't want to get into all of it. It's getting worse. Okay, we had children's church, and listen, they're trying to legalize pedophilia in some places. Do you realize how warped our society has become? They are trying to put that as no longer a disease. That it's normal in some people. Let me tell you, that's not normal. That's not normal. We got a devil running the show. And I'm not talking about in the White House. I'm talking about worldwide. We got an enemy that's running this whole system. And now we got church people that are about to sympathize with it and saying, well, be kind, be kind. Be kind, but be loving. And to be loving, you got to tell people the truth. The truth is that kind of thinking will send you to hell. Can you say amen? Don't back up. Oh, man, that guy down there, he's crazy. No, I'm not. I'm sane. They're crazy. I used to say this all the time as a joke when I was a kid. People say, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, a tornado. And that was funny. To me, it was like, no, really, what do you want to be? I said, I'm going to be a tornado. I'm going to get all them trailer parks. Because that's what them tornadoes attack. Why y'all laughing? Because it's kind of true, ain't it? Don't get me wrong. What do you want to be? What do you want to be? It's a mess. It's a mess. But I refuse, as one, a sane individual, two, as a believer. Because I believe that God has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. What are you saying? I'm saying the enemy's attacking. What are you going to do? What, do you think that throughout history it's always been good? Let me ask you this. Do you think it'd be easier to be a Christian living on Little House on the Prairie than it is now? Oh, come on, really? Wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be great. Let's go see the Ingalls. They're God-fearing people. Let's go help Charles plan a plot and break bread and love each other. But now we're all one big neighborhood, and we ain't dealing with the Ingalls or the Olsons. We're dealing with TikTok. Boy, I'm in it now. Ooh, wait on through, brother. Wait on through. We're dealing with thoughts that come. I mean, they're coming a mile a minute. Bam, 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 bam. Do you not think that this stuff is messing with our thinking? Can I use my old wore out illustration? I'm going to use it. During the Super Bowl, those ads are not very long, but they are very costly. How costly? Millions and millions of dollars for 30 seconds. 30 seconds of an advertisement. Why? Because they know if you watch that, you're going to be rolling through Walmart to get something, and all of a sudden, you're going to be like, man, I want some pickle chips. Where did you get that from? Either you're pregnant or you watch the Super Bowl. It's one or the other. Those out, do they mess with you? Obviously they work. They've done studies. So you're trying to tell me that all of this stuff that they bombard you with over and over and over and over, and it's flashing at you over and over and over and over, that it's not going to mess with your thinking? Come on, say amen. Say amen. It's going to mess with you. I see it in kids. Watch a movie with a kid. Watch them. I don't care what the movie's about, especially boys. If they're ninjas or cowboys, they start acting like whatever they just watched. Go ahead and watch a cowboy movie. Your little boy be running around. Pow, 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 pow. What in the world? Watch a ninja movie. He's going to be creeping through, come through with black stuff wrapped around his head, trying to find him a black shirt to put on so he can hide. Why? Because it messes with us. Can I tell you something? We are getting to be a messed up society. And I sat and I preached to people and I tried to tell them about Jesus. And it's like, well, that's kind of old fashioned. That's kind of old fashioned. I'm here to tell you, I don't care how old fashioned it is. I'm here to tell you the king's got another move. I'm here to tell you the enemy says it looks bad. I'm here to tell you the same king, the same Jesus that got up on the third day is the same Jesus that's going to use us, Kevin, to bring revival to a people that are starving for truth. Ah, oh, man, I never thought I'd be old enough to preach against social media, but I'm there. Those people don't show you the bad stuff in their life. They're at the beach, giving their pictures, everybody's smiling. They had to beat them kids to get them over there. They don't show you that. They don't show you fighting on the way down to the beach. Turn this car around! Do they? I mean, you know what? We need real social media that shows us on the way to the beach. Oh, Lord, David, you went the wrong way. You got GPS. What's wrong with you? Do you remember our vacation that we went on? Man, I was this little kid from Firecut, learned to play chess on a piece of Luan. I had never been hardly out of the state at all, and we go on vacation, and I'm driving. We're going to Pigeon Forge, where all the West Virginians go to spend all kinds of money on goofy stuff. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Wow, where'd you get that feather? Pigeon Forge feather. Oh, it ain't nothing. Wait till you see our old-timey photos. If y'all got those, bring them, or we're going to post them on the board for you. Kevin, we're driving, and right down there where 77 meets 81, they run together for a little bit, and then they split. One goes north and one goes south. And I didn't go south. I went north for hours. And finally, I stopped in Lexington, Virginia. I walked in the gas station and I said, hey, trying to get to Pigeon Forge. The lady said, honey, get back on this road right here and go that way. I was like, no, not that way. Not that way, not that way. And I got in the car and Tracy looked at me and said, oh, no, Damon, the kids are going to wake up. Because we was trying to travel fast so they'd sleep, you know. And I just look over and I could just feel it. I'm not going to put that on social media. I'm not going to put that part on there. I'm going to put the part where they were there riding go-karts. Thank you, Jesus. The kids slept the whole way. Am I right? I thought they did. And we got there and we were good. Nobody shows you that part. We're dealing with this fake idea of the way life is. It's not that way. The devil has made it look like that it's all peaches. Hey, you go on vacation, you're getting tornadoes and stuff, don't you? Yeah. I guarantee if you looked around, never mind. But in the midst of all of this, Angie, I believe that Jesus is about to do something. He's about to get our minds back on him and realize all of this world has to offer is really nothing at all. It's fake. It's not real. But let me tell you what Jesus does. He gets in the car with you when you're going the wrong direction. He's not just there when it's smiling and everything's good. He's right there. When the enemy says, there's no hope for you and your family, you know what? The Jesus gets right in the middle of that and says, you know what? I can move right here. I can move. I don't care if the enemy is behind you, and I don't care if there's a Red Sea in front of you. I can move right here. I can move right here. Come on, musicians, come on, let's play something right now. Brandon, listen, there's a lot of stuff moving right now, but let me tell you what, the king's got another move. I'm not giving up because the king's got another move. And when God begins to move, Eddie, things begin to change. When God begins to show up, I'm holding on until Jesus shows up. Because when he shows up, the seas part. When he shows up, the stones rolled away. When he showed up, something about God make a drunk man sober. Something about God make a blind man see. There's something about when the king shows up that which was deaf begins to hear. Can you say amen? I want to tell you this right now. Whatever you're dealing with, God can move in your situation. But my situation is bad. I'm in a bad spot. I don't care how bad it is. Lazarus was dead. Dead. And they said, oh, Jesus, if you had only been here. If you had only been here. And you know, in the middle of all that weeping, AJ, the Bible says, Jesus said, I was glad. How can you say glad in the midst of all that weeping? He said, I was glad for your sake that I wasn't here. Why is that? Because we think he's going to work a certain way. But sometimes when he's working on it, he's working on us. Amen. Jeff, sometimes it don't look good. But the king's got another move. Sometimes it looks like you're surrounded, but the king's got another move. Here's how we work it here to our visitors. After we preach, we sing a song. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're meh. But today's going to be a good one. And we sing this song. What we do is give you an opportunity to respond to what you've heard. If you're lost, you can come up and we'll pray with you. Just say, you know, I've never made a decision to follow this king that you talked about, but I need him in my life and he's drawing me. You can come and tell us that and we'll pray with you. Repentance is a changing of your mind. That's all it is. You change your mind. I used to not believe, now I do. I used to believe but wouldn't submit, but now I do. I mean, as every one of us believe there's a God, you can lie to yourself and say you don't, but you know there's something bigger out there than you. You can lie. You can say, I don't believe it. Look at the evidence. Call yourself an evolutionist. Evolution is a joke, people. It's a joke. Even secular science looks at it now and says, we got to stop teaching this as fact because it's not holding up. We got to find another way. The difference between you and I is you suppress the truth. I confess it. There's a God. And he made a way that we can spend eternity with him. You know what I think about God? A man told me one time, I think he's arrogant. Yeah. He has every right to be. God has every right to be jealous. Don't he? He's God. He has no flaws. Well, I think it's crazy that God would say either serve me or burn in hell. I said, he loves you so much. He made it that simple. It's a no-brainer, bro. Like, he made it that simple. It's pretty simple, ain't it? Who would pick that? But people pick it every day. He made it so easy to choose. Why do we choose that way? If you need to make a choice, we want to pray with you. If you're here and you got something in your life that you need God to move on, we'll pray with you too. So you know what? I'm in a situation, and I don't know if there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. There's hope. We'll pray with you too. As they sing, if you want to stand and worship, you can stand and worship. If you want to sit, you can sit. But whatever you need to do, now is your opportunity to do that.